You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire. AUKUS, a security pact signed between Australia, the UK and the US, is a contentious topic for Aotearoa New Zealand. Due to its pro-nuclear sentiments, New Zealand has been inherently hesitant to join the pact because of the impact it could have on New Zealand's diplomatic relations with its Asia-Pacific allies. Anti-AUKUS sentiments have dominated the political discourse around the topic, with many academics and politicians past and present against the pact because of the geopolitical tensions it could muster. Former Prime Minister Helen Clark called the AUKUS deal an entanglement that New Zealand shouldn't get itself into. To receive more input, I spoke with Dr. Arama Rata, an independent researcher and spokesperson for Te Kuaka, a group that advocates for progressive foreign policy. What aspects of AUKUS doesn't align with New Zealand's strategy on international diplomacy?
Yeah, so there's a number of ways that AUKUS kind of violates the position that we have out there in the world. The first being that it undermines the mandate of the Pacific Islands Forums. And so this is a forum where we're supposed to make decisions together that affect our region. It goes against specific declarations that we've signed formally with our Pacific partners, so the Boy and Pukitawa declarations being the most obvious. And these are declarations that commit us to prioritise climate change and human rights and finding diplomatic peaceful solutions. It also goes against the Treaty of Rarotonga, It also goes against about banning the stationing of nuclear weapons within the treaty zone. And in my view, it goes also against the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty because it's actually about Australia getting access to advanced nuclear technology capabilities that, and they are a non-nuclear powered state. So by advancing their capability in this area, it's actually increasing the number of states who have access to enriched uranium and capabilities around using that for weapons.
What obligations would New Zealand have if it were to join the agreement?
Well, New Zealand is a sovereign state, so if it wants to join up to AUKUS, it can, but that would just go against some of these it would go against some of these positions that we have in the world. So New Zealand can join up to AUKUS if it wants to, but our problem, Te Kuaka, our problem with this, one of the issues that Te Kuaka takes with this is that there hasn't been much public engagement. This is a really, really big decision that can impact this region of the world over the next 100 years or so. And so we think that this is something that the government should be allowing the public to have a debate on before they make this type of decision.
What geopolitical tensions could this agreement stir up, especially in relation to the debate around China and its influence in the Pacific?
Yeah, so this pact is a really aggressive pact that's about containing China. So it's not about protecting the territorial integrity of Australia. It's about projecting power into the Pacific, into East Asia. So because it's designed specifically to try and contain China, it will obviously increase the tensions with China, moving us one step closer to war. And we haven't had a war between superpowers since 1945, so that would just be a real escalation in the instability of the region if that were to occur. Joe Biden has on a number of occasions, four by my count, he has said that if China invades Taiwan, which formerly the US has recognised as being part of China, Biden has said that if China will go. So by being part of this pact, kind of one step closer into this war that the US seems determined to start with China.
And following on from that, what could be some of the implications globally if this were to happen, if New Zealand joined AUKUS, for people within Aotearoa? I know you mentioned in a previous article that you were interviewed for that Māori should have an opinion and a perspective on whether Aotearoa should join AUKUS or not, based off of Te Tiriti, but also the fact that there's the business aspect which is impacted if we were to join. So what is your perspective on that?
Yeah, so if New Zealand were to join AUKUS, it would just bring us one step closer to being sucked into this war. That would be really, really bad, of course, in terms of the cost of human life. So we'd have tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people potentially being killed by this type of war. It would be catastrophic for the environment as well, but it would also be catastrophic for the economy. So, you know, analysts seem to agree that this would no doubt trigger a global recession, and that would impact certain business sectors and communities more than others, Māori being one of them, because although 30% of New Zealand's exports go to China, about 50% of Māori exports go to China. So this tension is not good for people, planet, or economy.
What could happen to our Pacific allies if we didn't gauge their perspective and interests if we were to consider joining the AUKUS Pact?
Yeah, so if we joined AUKUS, it would really send a signal to the Pacific that we are aligning with the US and with the UK and really forsaking them and their interests. And they've clearly indicated their interest. There's an interest in the region for demilitarization. There's interest for keeping nukes out of the Pacific. And this would really just betray the Pacific and align ourselves with the US and UK and bring us a step closer to war in our region, which would be, you know, terrible for the whole Pacific region.
And the question of demilitarization and decolonization, does AUKUS advance in meeting that, in attaining that?
Yeah, so at the moment, the Pacific is heavily militarized, and this has really bad impacts on people and planet, of course. This, I think, is a good time for us to really question what is our decolonization agenda, what is our demilitarization agenda, and to be thinking about what alternatives might be. And one really great alternative, in my view, would be for us to create a buffer zone between the Asia and the US, where it was a demilitarized buffer zone. And I think that would actually be a step closer to global stability. I would really implore the people of Aotearoa to learn more about this, to think about the consequences of global war, and to do what you can to educate yourselves and everyone that you know about what AUKUS would mean for us and how we might avoid getting one step closer to war.
That was Dr. Ana Marata speaking to me about the potential impacts of joining the AUKUS Pact on Aotearoa New Zealand and the Pacific region.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.